All right, Tony. So I'm just going to dive right in.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm not. What are you going to school for?
What am I going to school for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mainly is to just help sharpen my mind. My daughter's been encouraging me, though, last year or two to take a class. I always tried to give her some type of excuse of why I shouldn't, mainly because I told her I was always busy doing this or that. But I decided to take the reading class with Don Reeder, the Writing 90 class. Really enjoying it so far. Excellent teacher.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Benjamin Franklin said, "The day we stop learning is the day we die."
Who said that?
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good saying.
That is a good
saying. I've never heard that one before.
Well, I love that. You're going back to school, so that's sweet.
Yeah. I think my goal is to, I could see myself getting an associate's degree, but in order to speed the process up, I'd probably have to quit work and be a student.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ready for being a full-time student, but I'm enjoying this one class. It just happens to be on my days off too.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, have you ever been in a dangerous travel situation?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Quite a few. But
well, give us your best one.
Well, the best and probably the most recent one was I commercial fish with my uncle on the Kuskokwim River, gill netted, and I wanted to buy a boat, a small skiff, so I bought one here in Anchorage. It was a 24-foot semi-V. It had a V in the front, in the bow, and then a flat bottom, and then about a 90-horse Evinrude. And I happened to be working at Prudhoe Bay too at that time. So I would go fly during the summer months to fish with my uncle on my time off. And so on my day off from Prudhoe Bay, I wanted to bring the boat to the Kuskokwim. And while at Prudhoe Bay, I was asking some of the coworkers if they knew like a shorter route to get to Bethel on the Kuskokwim. And one of them told me about there was a family that lived in Anchor Point, and they portaged boats across Cook Inlet on close to Inlet on the lake. So I called them up and asked them if they were still doing that, and sure enough, they did. So they said we had to go into the bay on a high tide, like a certain type of the month, to reach where they were, because I guess it was kind of a shallow bay. And so we left Ship Creek on a high tide and made our 9-day boat trip. We made it to Iliamna Bay. They portaged our boat, went on a gravel road on Homer side to Iliamna Lake to Pyle Bay, and which is I think this is a real small village, but we went to Pyle Bay on this 30-mile dirt road and then relaunched on Iliamna Lake, and then we went across Iliamna Lake down the Quijack River to Naknek. We were in Naknek for 2.5 days because there was a storm. And there was a break during the storm. So we were anxious to continue our journey, so we made a quick dash from Naknek to Dillingham between the storms. So we got to Dillingham, we wanted to sightsee. We stayed overnight, and then we pitched a tent at a campground, and then we got woken up in the middle of the night by the Dillingham police and said, "You can't sleep here." So it was like maybe like 2 o'clock in the morning. So everybody was a little upset, of course, you know, again, waking up middle of the night. But we just decided to leave from there. And then we left Dillingham, and our next destination was Togiak. And then when we left Dillingham on our way toward Cape Constantine, I could see at a distance, like several hundred yards away, that there was like rough seas. And I asked my cousin, you know, what should we do? There's actually like a security cove to the right, and I almost pulled into the security cove, but I had already asked him what should we do, and then he told me to face the swells, or pretty big swells. He said, face it at an angle, and pull the throttle back. And so we went through, I would say, maybe 20, at least 20-foot sea.
In a 24-foot boat.
Yeah, in a 24-foot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we would catch the top of the wave, and then we would catch some air and land back down on the ocean with a big splash. And we did that for a while. And
did you get sick?
Well,
or were you just so scared and adrenaline was just pumping?
Well, my two cousins flew in from our village to come make the trip with me, because word got back that I was going to do this boat trip by myself. And then I'm sure relatives talked them into flying in and coming with me on the boat trip. At first I was kind of hesitant, but I agreed, yeah, go ahead, come in. So it's probably a good thing that they did come along, because who knows what could have happened, you know.
You probably would have went into that cove.
Yeah.
I think that's what you would have done.
Yeah, I probably would have went into the cove or capsized and drowned.
Or capsized.
Yeah, but
no, you would have made it.
Yeah, that was probably the most scariest experience I ever had on a boat. My girlfriend, she got sick, threw up in the back of the boat, and I kind of seen my cousin George. We had a little small cabin in the back, and he could see the wave crest above us, and he thought that the wave was going to crash on top of us. And,
the following sea.
Yeah. So we did get a little splash on top of our cabin, but it's probably a good thing we had that semi-V to help break the water.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was quite an experience. So I would have to say that'd be one of my scariest times.
That's very, very scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing scares me more than like deep sea like that.
Yeah. I did feel as I was holding on to the boat steering wheel, I knew I was holding on to the wheel really tight, and I did feel a flushing in my face. So I don't know if my face turned white or what, but I felt a flush in my face. So I've had other scary moments, but that's probably the most recent.
That's a good one. Thank you.
At the bottom.